Hey there, cats, kittens. I'm Mike Copland. This is MMA and Stuff 0.5 or whatever I'm calling this shit. But I'm bored this week talking to you as I walk with him. It's me and the dog. Hey! MMA and Stuff with Mike Copland is taped before a live studio audience of cicadas. I fucking love the cicadas. Cicadas make me so happy. Very, very, very few things do I more associate with summer and happiness than cicadas. I love it. Anyways, I decided I'm going to talk about the World Cup because I'm impatient and don't want to listen to things, even though I kind of do, but I just want to talk. I don't even really want to talk about this. I got all these thoughts in my head. I just want to do something. And I'm walking the dog, and I'm like, I can make it the official preview. Use it as an excuse to post a picture of some chick's ass or whatever. I don't know. So this is the official preview of the last two games of the World Cup. We have the game for the third place. Happens this Saturday between England and Belgium. A rematch of their scintillatingly... These two will play each other twice in the World Cup. And in both circumstances, they were clearly games or throwaways where you put in like reserves or whatever. You give everybody a chance. And I really think that's the way to do this. Like, I understand it's third place, but nobody gives a shit. But if they're going to have to play a game, and there's a little something there, try to field as many first-timers or young guys. Just give them a chance. They're going to work their ass off. They're all pretty good players anyways. And so they're going to try hard and just to impress or whatever. So I would just, you know, that's what I would do. It doesn't really matter. I think England will win because I think Belgium... I think that they're gone. I feel like they're prettier players. Like, England can grind out something. Oopsies. I said, oopsie as a dog went poopsie. Oopsie as a dog went poopsie. Oopsie. Oopsie poopsie. Oopsie. Oopsie poopsie. Watching him poop. Watching him poop. Watching it go. Glip, glop, gloop. Anyway, so yeah, that's Belgium. England don't give a shit. What we do care about is the main event. France versus Croatia. Now, we were really fucking close to France versus England, which would have been amazing. It would have been one of the most memorable fucking World Cups ever. Instead, Croatia spoiled it, and we get France and Croatia, which is, no one gives a shit. Like, Croatia is just filled with a bunch of Croatians. Newsflash, everyone. If you think there aren't differences between the races and all this stuff, think again. You look at those Croatian motherfuckers, they all look like they're Croatian. Like, these are what I would call the pure countries. You know, whenever people are like, I want a white country. And it's like, look at Croatia. Like, these are ugly people. Dejan Lovren notwithstanding. But, you know, Luka Modric, I mean, he looks like a troll. He looks like a troll. A very, very talented and gifted footballer, but a troll still. And that's as good as they got. So, yeah, no, I don't like white power. That's the lesson to learn from the World Cup. Meanwhile, you look at France, and despite being France, like, all their players are black dudes. France has learned the lesson of America. Take the people that you oppressed and brutalized in previous generations. Go back there and grab the big and strong ones and exploit them even further. Do not address underlying problems of systemic racism. Exploit the workers. See, some of you are like, I don't know which way he's going. Is he going right wing or left wing? I went crazy wing. And France should be, look, top to bottom, they're just a better team. And, you know, Croatia has been Persic and, I didn't say, it sounded like I said Van Persic. Should be an interesting one. Luka Modric is truly great. And Croatia's, what they showed with England in particular, the possession they showed in the midfield, it was great. But what the fuck are you going to do against France, you know? European doggy here. No, I mean, where'd you go to France? It's just like, is France going to really, are they going to get dominated in the midfield with Pogba, who has just been bossing people around? Like, that dude, I think part of the problem with Paul Pogba, and it could just be systems or any of that shit. I don't know. Oh, also, the rest of France is incredible. But, you know, you got guys like Paul Pogba, and I think he's just such a force and the international level. Mbappe is kind of as well, although Mbappe seems to have just really good technical skills in the, I'm still his backheel flicks and shit. It's like, ooh-wee, look at me talking like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. He's 19 years old and he does more things with his feet than I can do with my hands. Sorry, ladies. But yeah, no, but again, Pogba, I think the physical advantages that he brings are more easy to for him to exploit at the international game because there's just not as much to do. You know, it's a simpler version. You don't get very many complicated systems. Like, you know, when you watch the Premier League, or any games really, like, you can see it and you go, oh, no, no, it's very clear the way Liverpool play. They just attack, they never stop moving. You're like, okay, I get that. Versus, you know, any team led by Jose Mourinho, when the game's important. And you're just going to be like, oh, you know, they're just going to sit there and not try. And we'll all be like, it's boring, but it works. So, yeah, I don't even know where I got that. Exploitable skills and all that. Yeah, so with your Pogba, who's obviously a great player anyways. But when you're dealing with, this game, where it's going to just kind of, again, be more free-flowing, more natural for him, he's so, I mean, my gosh, the size of him out there. Racist alert. But the size of Pogba out there, I mean, he looked like one of ours. I already kind of did that joke, didn't I? That's a hell of an alert there, Mikey. I know I've talked about it on some show, but I've talked about it with my brother a lot. The Steve Nicol, Liverpool great, legend, player of the year, like 4 or 5-time fucking champion, all this shit. A commentator on ESPN FC, the TV show. There's a teenager coming up towards me, girl, I think. We gotta watch our shit now so we can score. I don't have my card on me, but I do everything else. What are you doing, doggo? Yeah, don't sniff away. Yeah, no, that's like 12. That's the ESPN FC. He's a commentator on ESPN FC. Anyway, he always talks, every time he talks about the NBA, and they're talking about, like, especially LeBron James, the way his eyes light up and the sense of awe. Like, he spoke about, like, all of the guys in the NBA, but LeBron James in particular, just a sense of awe, like, my gosh. Like, it's got to be, I don't know, what it was like when aliens arrive, where you're just like, this is something different. And you just, the way he talked about it, it's just like, he doesn't want to say it, but he just wants to be like, dude, if he played fucking football, we'd never win. Think about, like, Kevin Durant as a goalkeeper. Like, seriously, what the fuck? I don't think you could score on him. I mean, if you get up close, maybe, but never from a distance, never. You could never score a penalty on him. I don't really know if that's true, but. Anyways, France has got, look, France has, they have more depth, they have more talent, where Croatia is strong in the midfield. France is throwing these guys, Matuidi, I guess he's a little further back, but, you know, France, I mean, look, as good as Luka Modric has been, and much as I just sang the praise of Paul Pogba because of his size, and Kylian Mbappe, who had that fantastic run earlier in the tournament, Hugo Lloris, oh my gosh, he was a fucking hero in that last game. I mean, he didn't have to do a lot, but what he had to do was just whole. Like, he's looking like the Hugo Lloris that I thought he was before this past season. Like, this past season, Tottenham, I felt like he kind of fell back more, that he wasn't as, he wasn't what he once was. And I was like, oh, no, this kind of sucks. And I was just like, ah, sad to see him go, or is this the end? And no, he's back. And I say all that, you know, I haven't mentioned Griezmann, all these guys up front. But yeah, no, they got of the talent in the midfield. Like I said, Croatia's strongest point by far. They're very, very good at control. Dejan Lovren, I love him because he's a Liverpool player, obviously, but he's still a very, very good footballer. And it's particularly in big games. I know, he had the big blowout with Spurs, but, like, in the real big games lately, like, down the stretch with Liverpool, when he really got, like, the call, and at the Champions League, he was outstanding. I mean, he shut down Ronaldo. And I think he's got a really good game for the international level also, because he's a bigger dude. He's a physical player. I'm beginning to learn this shit a little bit more. But, you know, they talk about, like, off the, like, if the ball's in the air, he's a beast. And as a defender in the international game, there's more balls played in long like that. So you're going to see more of that. So, yeah, he's killing it. But notwithstanding all that, while France won't have the control, they do have my personal favorite player of the moment, really just like the past 3 days because I've been watching highlights, N'Golo Kanté, who is like the first time, because I've been trying to figure this shit out. Like, you know, I like to really study and learn, really learn what's going on. And like N'Golo Kanté is the first time I'm like, oh, I totally get it. Like, he's the first time I've really seen a player, I'm like, I get how, now I understand what everybody's trying to do as a defensive midfielder. I get the role. And he's so fucking good at it. He's so good at it. And so, but I was, interesting, if I'm trying to put on my technical analysis hat here. I don't know how he works. I don't know how any of this shit, okay, that girl's walking around in her underwear. Oh, I think I could beat off right here outside. Would it be weirder if I was talking to you all this and I broadcast this on the internet, or would it be weirder, or is it just weird enough where I'm just, you know, beating off in the suburbs? Also, she's not in underwear. She's walking by again. It's short shorts. Who wears short shorts? She does. Please don't be really, really young. I can't see shit out here. All right? Doggo. Sit. Please stop. Dude, I don't want to stand here looking at the teenage girl, all right? Like, as much as I joke, I am genuinely uncomfortable with this now. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare fucking sit down. You wanted this shit, you're going to get it now. Oh, that's mud. You might want to drink it. I saw something on TV just now. They're like, a dog's tongue has special sensors just for water. And I'm like, don't we all? Isn't that how taste buds work? Oh, he's pissing on the electrical thing. One day he's just going to get fried. And I'll probably get fried with him, but it would totally be worth it. If that's how I die, if I die because of my dog's piss, I want the world to know I'm okay with that. I am. God damn, I know it's going to happen. I just figured out, I'm going to die tragically. And my brother's going to be so distraught and miss me so much. He's going to be listening to all these. Now he's going to be like listening to this part and he's going to be like, Mike. Oh my gosh, you're really talking to me. It's like I'm from behind the ooga booga booga. Did you get all my weed? Okay, this is kind of creeping me out right now because I don't actually intend to die. This is, I'm not like doing like the warning signs are really there. And I was like, no, like all of a sudden my dark humor creeped me out. Like I'm so high and I've entered a new phase in my life so much that my own dark humor was too dark. And it wasn't dark like I was offended. It was dark as in I got scared. That people's house, every fucking room in there is the same ugly color. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. That said, I just want to find a good woman to do all that for me. Also, I would like her to make the money. I'm really just looking to have someone that takes care of me. And I can, ooh, I want to have, ooh, that's not good. And now we're just going to let that go. I'm going to take care of her. Moosh? Yeah. That's what that place says. Stop sniffing shit. Because I don't know what you're getting into, and I don't trust it. So, yes, France, Conte's so good there. And look, France is going to win. They're just a much better side. Croatia is fine. They're not a strong team, really. Them and England, I mean, that weird-ass fucking bracket, the way it broke down, with it being so absurdly easy. I mean, you're like bragging, like they barely get by Russia. Russia? I don't think most people would have had Russia escaping the group. They wouldn't have even been there if they hadn't been hosting the fucking thing. And, you know, obviously England played Colombia without James Rodriguez and Sweden. Ooh. Like, not there's anything wrong with Sweden per se. But first of all, Sweden's best player by far, Zlatan, isn't on the fucking team. And he's not on the team, not because he's not good enough or too old. He's still got enough to play for that team for sure. No, he's not on the team because he said that they weren't good enough. And he didn't want to play with them anymore. And then they kind of squeaked in the World Cup. But, point is, I don't really know what I'm talking about. So, it's a hell of a preview there. Yeah, I have Subasic in goal for Croatia. I'm really just kind of like saying names of players to prove to people that I know something. Unfortunately, like if you ask me like who's the right back for Croatia, I'd be like, oh, I have no idea. And if you told me the guy's name, maybe I'd know it. Maybe I wouldn't. There's only 7 million people in Croatia. I don't know if I'm not a Croat. Czech. Whatever the fuck that is. I'm sure that it's very important to make sure you get all of that stuff separate. I mean, heaven fucking forbid that the Slovaks and the Croats and the Yugoslavs and the Slavs and this and that, like, all the same dumb, poor, white trash of Europe. Oh, yeah, we just gotta get in big, 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 big old fucking fights with wars and weapons. We're all the same fucking losers. It's like when you look in Africa, it's like, what the fuck? Like, I understand attacking a country like America. Dude, totally makes fucking sense. If you're going to war, you fucking take your shot. But you're fighting over fucking nothing there. Yeah, you know, it's not like there's some great oil. I mean, okay, there is oil, I'm sure. I mean, there's money to be made. But it's a shit place. It's probably very, very lovely. I bet it's just delightful, and I'm just an asshole. However, I've committed to this. So fuck you, Eastern Europe. Probably produced Puggles. No, they didn't. But see, I got like that, that deep down, that hardcore right white power shit. It's not just enough to be white. You gotta be like English. And even like less faith. You know, that's actually kind of true. I don't think that most of these people that we call, like, racist, they're not really racist. I mean, they are. I mean, look, a lot of them, they're clearly racist. I'm not going to split hairs. I'm just going to be like, no, that guy's a racist. But I suspect that all these people that, you know, they're really just British, you know? Like, and a lot of them just kind of, like, they have this idea of white people, and it's never, like, nobody ever gives a fuck about the poor white people in England, and aka the Irish or the Scottish. Nobody's like, I want to be fucking Irish. I mean, I know people in America think they do, but you don't. You want to be British. You don't want to be English. You want to be British. You want to be part of the crown or whatever. Point being, you don't want to be a Slav. You know, you don't want to be that Eastern European shit. And you don't really want to be poor Irish. Maybe Norwegian. That's pretty good. Good-looking women. No crime. Solid. It's a weird one how Norway turned out. It's going to get racial. And be like, yeah, I don't understand these Eastern Europeans fight with each other. Same with like African countries. It's like, why don't you just all get together and like, all right, we're going to all take 10 years. Just get our shit together. I assure you, we could build a bomb here. No one's going to give a fuck. Just put some babies around it. We've got enough of them left over. Just do it. And then somebody does it, and then they realize, oh, yeah, we can build a nuclear bomb. And, you know, because we're in Africa, none of the white people are going to give a fuck. Like, if they built a bomb, if they were building a nuclear bomb right now in the Congo, how the fuck would anyone know? We don't have any oil there, so we don't really seem to give a shit. We haven't, like, been attacked by them. I have no idea what's even going on in the Congo. I know I read some story the other day about, like, somewhere in Africa where they're, like, killing and eating people. And I'm always, like, I always read these stories, and I'm always, like, I don't really know how to feel. Because on the one hand, they're, like, you know, these evil warlords. And I'm, like, warlords? And they have real fucking warlords, and they're grabbing kids, and they're cutting off, like, penises and stuffing in their mouths, and they're beating people, and they're doing these horrible things and torturing them. And you're just, like, what the fuck? Like, they're still doing this shit? Like, that doesn't sound right. But I've heard this stuff throughout history. You know, white people kind of did that. Kind of, not really. Mostly non-white people, to be honest with themselves. Yeah. But no, these people are... I'm itchy. Yeah, like, they're doing all these things, and I get conflicted, because on the one hand, I'm kind of like, okay, I get this. Like, this is a really horrible thing that's happened, and, like, we should stop this. Like, shouldn't we be horrified? Like, well, we are so cushy in our white privilege. But on the other hand, like, some part of me kind of wonders, maybe I just believe this because it's Africa. And as far as I know, Yeah, that's how it is. Like, is it racist when you hear something that sounds crazy barbaric? Like, if you told me that they were cutting off penises and stuffing their mouths and butchering people and doing all these fucking just insane things en masse in, like, Idaho, I'd be like, well, I think you're lying. Like, even, like, basically the craziest cults, even, like, our gangs for the most part, like, they tend to just kind of be shooting and killing and moving. We have, like, this sadistic shit. But apparently they do. And so, and, you know, like, the whole, like, when people are like, oh, they believe that if you rape a virgin baby, you can cure AIDS. And, like, I hear that, I'm like, should I believe this and be horrified? Or should I be horrified that someone thinks I would believe this? Because isn't that kind of racist? And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck Africa looks like. I see all these pictures on TV and it's all super duper poor. But then everybody keeps telling you, like, you're a bad person. It's like you kind of, like, have these stereotypes. Like, shouldn't I be like, no, the Africa, it's proud and beautiful and they're strong and independent and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't think that's the case. I think we all just gotta, like, be like, it has nothing to do with our skin color. This is fucked. Like, this isn't like Latin America. Like, Latin America is fucking a disaster. Congratulations to all the commies down there. You guys got your brown socialist paradise. How's that working out for you? Like, Latin America sucks, but at least, like, there's some semblance of order. Like, Africa, I know that there's countries there, but there is this kind of part of me that feels like, can I just get a gun and just wander around it? Like, it's just not there. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And we all just gotta be like, this is not working. Somebody's gotta help here. And that somebody was George W. Bush, who I believe somebody said it may be responsible for saving the lives of some like 5 or 10 million Africans, maybe even 20 million, due to some of the aid programs he started during his presidency. I want to say in 2003, pulling that number out of thin air, but it sounds kind of good. Maybe 2008, some sort of a roundy thing. So that's a pretty good thing to do. America just keeps giving away our fucking money. We're like, we get all this shit for not being socialist and not sharing the wealth. Like, seriously, do these other countries have a net export of just giving away billions? You look at all this stuff we give to. It's like, we're going to give, here's a billion to you guys, and here's a billion to you guys. Like, are you in the middle of a war? We don't make profits off. We have to be the first mega superpower that doesn't make a profit off a war. Yeah, I know. We do. I get it. But for the joke, it works if you'd be like, no, because we just, like, in Israel and Palestine, they're fighting. We're just like, here, Jews, here's some money. And here, Muslims, here's some money. Like, there's a war happening, and we're just giving both sides money. We're not selling things to both sides. We might be. I don't really know. I'm not going to look it up. But, you know, we're just pretty much giving money and aid. We're like, oh, we want to help people and stop humanitarian crisis. It's like, I think you're supposed to let it go on. I think wars are kind of like a cancer. Like, one of these got to win. And if you keep, like, interfering too much, you're just going to prolong the misery. But somebody's going to win. So you probably want to get it over with quick. I feel like this might be the first of a series of statements I make on accident that lead me to believe that, no, genocide's a good thing. We might as well just kill everybody right away. Look, we all die. The Jews, all of them are going to die anyway. It's like, have you ever met anybody that didn't die? No? No, I didn't think so. So if they're all going to die, and we're going to probably kind of like look at them different, we might as well just kill them all. And next thing people are like, huh, how do you know Mike could paint? And they're like, nah, he went to Yale for writing. Did he do anything with it? No, failed fucking artist. And everyone goes, oh shit, how do we not see it coming? And they'd be like, he couldn't really grow a mustache very well. Also, the thing with the puggle, like, we know Hitler had a dog, but man, he really pushed it with a puggle. Like, we really didn't see genocidal maniac coexisting with a designer breed of dog. Sure, he got it for free. Still, it's a fucking puggle. I mean, it doesn't exactly scream, I'm going to butcher everybody. It's kind of screams more like, hey, please don't butcher me, because I'm a big pussy. And then yours is kind of like, oh, I don't even know what that means. And he's got to take this harness off the dog. Should have ended the podcast, but he didn't. Oh, there he did. Anyways, yeah, that's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the World Cup, and I'll enjoy you the next time I'm in the mood to enjoy something. Until then, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.